This is Christina.
Hello, Christina. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Christina, I don't mean to bother you or anything. My name is Tony from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. If you don't mind me asking, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
If you don't mind me asking, on March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. Now, the election for county offices will also be held on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Almost certain, probably 50-50 chances, or you don't think you're going to vote?
Almost certainly will.
Now, in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors?
Almost certainly.
Okay.
Almost certainly.
If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
1986.
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or somebody in the household?
Somebody in the household.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American,
yes,
or black? Okay, white. Now, do you think that things in Fresno County, generally speaking, are going in the right direction or on the wrong track?
In Fresno County or Fresno City?
Fresno County.
Fresno County.
Yes.
Can I put I'm not sure or 50-50?
Sure. As a matter of fact, yeah, you can let me know that. Now, let me read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Public safety and crime. Homelessness. Parental rights in education. Water policy. Public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living, housing affordability.
Probably public safety.
Public safety and crime. Now, I'm going to read to you the names of some public figures. I would like for you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know. Gary Bredefeld. What type of opinion do you have about him?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Paul Dictos?
Probably more favorable than Gary Bredefeld.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Okay, let's move Bredefeld down
okay.
a level, and then Paul Dictos can be somewhat, and Steve Brandow very.
Is Steve Brandow very? Okay, as a matter of fact, that was my next person on the line. What about Joe Biden?
Not favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Not.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Probably not.
So somewhat or very unfavorable?
Oh, Biden would be very unfavorable. Trump would be somewhat unfavorable.
What about Gavin Newsom?
Oh, very unfavorable.
Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, Dion Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, for whom would you vote?
Either Steve Brandau or Paul Dictos.
Okay. Who would you choose between those two?
Probably Steve Brandau at this point.
How certain are you that you would vote for Steve Brandau, county supervisor, businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Probably very certain.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably good.
Okay. What about how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thinking about, again, the March primary, let me read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. Please tell me if you'd be more or less likely to vote for that kind of candidate. A candidate who is a Democrat, would you be much more likely to vote, somewhat, or much less likely to vote?
So these are going to be hard for me to answer because I don't really care about descriptions. I care more about who the person is. So.
Oh, okay. So, would you like me to put you a don't know or refused?
Either whatever makes the most sense.
Okay. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
You can, any of these questions about description of a candidate, you can put me down as no or refused.
Okay. Now, let me read some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each statement, please tell me if there is a good chance, fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for that candidate. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Good.
Good. Steve Brandau currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for Steve Brandau for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against making mandates and businesses shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
Okay. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Paul Dicto, CPA, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, County Supervisor, Dion Bordes, and Gary Bredefeld, for whom would you vote? Paul Dictos, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, Dion Bordes, or Gary Bredefeld?
Steve Brandau.
Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Probably a strong Republican.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, very or somewhat moderate, conservative, somewhat or very?
Somewhat conservative.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year would be 2015.
Okay. Did you graduate college, some college?
That was a master's program.
Master's. Oh, okay. And do you currently own your home? Rent your home?
Yes.
You own, okay. Well, ma'am, thank you very much. We are completed with this survey. I truly thank you. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you very much.
Too.
Sorry about that. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.